Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. Today I'm going to talk about Articles of Note, the Corgi Catches for September 4th, 2007. So the Corgi digs through databases, online journals, and e-learning magazines for online learning articles of interest. In this weekly series, we present a few articles that you might find useful, thought-provoking, or simply interesting. Instead of giving you the citation, only the citation, we'll provide a brief overview and synopsis of the article. We hope you find this helpful. So here are articles that caught the Corgi's eye this week. First, an article by Jay Rogan. How much curriculum change is appropriate? In this, he defines a zone of feasible innovation, and it occurs in Science Education, November 2006. This article presents the result of a concerted effort to apply Vygotsky's notion of social learning along with the social context and constraints on learning in order to understand the failures of pedagogical innovation in the 1960s in Africa, where highly innovative, forward-looking Sputnik curricula failed to achieve the results desired. As a result, the author shows how Vygotsky's zone of proximal development notions can help explain failures as well as successes. Rogan describes the resulting zone of feasible innovation as a collection of teaching strategies that go beyond current practices but are feasible given the existing resources available to the teacher or group of readers and the prevailing environment of the school in terms of its ability to foster and sustain innovation. The article goes on, and won't read all of the synopsis here, but I encourage you to go to the website and read it. I found the article itself to be very valuable. Another one is Fergensic M. Best Starting Point to Comprehensive Process Safety Education. According to this article's author, the problem with traditional safety instruction is that it tends to be inadequate because it does not address alternatives to the canned answers, nor does it discuss multiple solutions or approaches to the problems. Fergensic presents a solution to the problems by suggesting that A, pedagogical improvements can be effected by emphasizing questions, encouraging creative thinking about safety, and avoiding prefabricated answers. The bottom line is that a spontaneous, interactive, and engaged group of learners that have flexibility will learn more. At the same time that the author encourages innovation, he wisely maintains a notion of structure and suggests that instructional design focal areas should stay firmly grounded in a few items that he discusses. Another excellent and outstanding article. So the third and final Corgi catch for this week is a great article by Carl Kapp, published in Global Business and Organizational Excellence, July and August 2007. So it's fresh. And the title of this is Tools and Techniques for Transferring Know-How from Boomers to Gamers. This is a timely and eminently practical article, and it fascinates the reader with its clarity in describing the differences between the learning style preferences of baby boomers and gamers post-1980 digital natives, and the implications on the workplace of tomorrow and today's needs to transfer knowledge from one generation to the other. The need will become urgent soon. In the next 5 years, 40% of skilled workplace employees will retire. So CAP addresses the problems faced by many corporations that have extended the hierarchical linear thinking and process flow to training and knowledge transfer, which is like utterly boring to gamers. So he points out, CAP points out, that younger workers find text-based linear presentation and delivery content to be absolutely antithetical to their learning preferences and prefer to be able to obtain information, knowledge, and skills via informal learning. So there's quite a nice summary in the Corgi Catches area, and the article itself is excellent. So again, the Corgi has dug through some databases, online journals, and e-learning magazines, has found some things that you might find useful. So instead of just simply giving you the citation, we are providing a brief overview and a synopsis, and we certainly hope that you enjoyed it. So, rough from the corgi, and have a great week. Thanks, and be back.